Hypocrites lack Muslims' elegancy, courtesy, kindness, respectful attitude, and their graceful eloquence. One of the most significant attributes of Muslims is that they speak in a tone that abides by Quranic morality at every moment of their lives. However, in societies where irreligion prevail, pessimism is common in the majority of people. Muslims, on the other hand, are purified of this negative attitude through their faith, and this clean, immaculate, God-favoring morality is reflected in their behavior and speech. In every environment they enter, Muslims' conscience determines how they behave according to the flow of events and people's needs. Even if they encounter incidents they have never experienced before, they act upon their conscience and find the most proper behavior and make the most fitting speech. Yet hypocrites lack this beauty of morality that Muslims possess. Of course, if they wish, they may change their attitude by taking a positive example from that of sincere Muslims. However, hypocrites who seek to employ an insidious struggle against Muslims never feel the need to amend their morals. They do not prefer to take the side of God, the morality of the Quran, or their conscience. For this reason, they present evil and negative behavior instead of positive, lenient behavior and good morals. They also prefer to use elusive and insinuating language instead of exhibiting a constructive, calming, and conciliatory tone in their discussion. They do not refrain from using rude and sharp words in an impertinent, aggressive, accusing, and vicious manner. They blatantly use every vulgar and disturbing kind of behavior that they have learned from irreligious people in the presence of Muslims. On the other hand, Muslims are diligent when it comes to enjoying pure and beautiful morals in order to earn the consent of God. They put forth effort to create an ambience that is like paradise by purging the despicable and ugly manners that they have previously learned in societies where irreligion prevails. For this reason, they are thoughtful, self-sacrificing, modest, easygoing, patient, gentle, friendly, and full of love and respect towards one another. Thus a huge contrast ensues between Muslims' superior morals and hypocrites' negative behavior, which naturally makes it easy to identify hypocrites, as they do not abstain from presenting impudent attitudes and evil tones. As is known, there were many people who gained attention with their evil ways during the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Among these were idolaters, those with sickness in their hearts, vulgar and ill-mannered people, and the ignorant, along with the hypocrites, who deliberately employed this depravity. Above all, these people presented this kind of behavior to our Prophet, peace be upon him, also. Our Prophet is purely above these claims. They especially and intentionally demonstrated a more severe inequity in their conduct against our Prophet, peace be upon him. The reason for this was indeed their irreligiosity and their jealousy towards the blessings that our Prophet possessed, the love and respect shown to him and his position and his dignity. They believed they were more fit for the position as a leader than the Prophet, considering themselves more superior, more talented, and more wise. That is why they took offense to showing him the due respect and love, and to acting with good morals towards him. They spoke with disrespect and impertinence to him, in loud voices that were utterly rude and aggressive, and sometimes raised their voices so high they were shouting at him. God warned in the Quran of those people who displayed this ugly conduct towards our Prophet, peace be upon him, and reminded them of a mighty recompense. You who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet, and do not be as loud when speaking to him as you are when speaking to one another, lest your action should come to nothing without your realizing it. God has informed us that speaking in such a rude and hostile manner to our Prophet, peace be upon him, would obliterate the previous sincere deeds of those people. The verse informs us that a great reward awaits those sincere Muslims who abstain from such a depraved attitude and who speak with a moderate, respectful tone. Those who lower their voices when they are with the Messenger of God are people whose hearts God has tested for righteousness. They will have forgiveness and an immense reward. Indeed, every incident that took place during the era of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and every command told in the Quran regarding those incidents are beacons for every Muslim community that comes after that period. The understanding of respect and high regard described in the Quran tells us how the level of respect and good manners between believers should be also today.